When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
What is happening? Welcome to the Plus Pitch Podcast, your morning pitching podcast from pitchfuls.com. My name is Nick Pollock. Today is March 30th, and yes, we're going to talk about baseball because it's opening day! Guys, it's here. It's finally here. It is opening day. I'm doing a live stream on Twitch from 1 to about 3:30, just watching games with you guys. Go check it out, twitch.tv/pitcherlist. Oh man, everything we've talked about for the past, what, 6-7 months has been leading up to this moment. I'm so excited. And by the way, if you don't know this, Pitcherlist, we do all these kind of things every single day, covering the hitter performances from last night with Batter's Box. I do my starting pitching performances from last night. I've done it every single day since 2015. Go check that out. It's called the SP Roundup. I do my daily morning starting pitcher streaming rankings. Go check that out. We have DFS picks. We have DFS projections now every day, courtesy of PL Pro members of PL Bot. We have projections. We have fantasy projections every day now, too. And we have the MLB news and moments, which is the best way to stay on top of everything that we're that is in baseball. So like the miss, this really cool home run, this great celebration, any news in the game. It's just such a good thing to have with your cup of coffee in the morning. We have a newsletter. We're all ready to go. Oh, we have reliever rankings. We have a whole amazing update to relievers every single day. If you want to vulture a win, or you're looking at the new closer and stuff and what the depth charts are, we update it every single day with reliever ranks. And these are just the daily articles we do on the site. So it's awesome. We're in regular season mode now. Thanks for being here. And we have the Plus Pitch Podcast reminding, how does this change now? Well, what I generally do is I go through the SP Roundup from the night before, which there isn't today. And I go through my streaming rankings for today and tomorrow. I generally also look at the weekend when I can. I think I'm going to try to do that tomorrow instead of today, just because there are some weird rotation things that we still need to figure out for the weekend. So I'm going to give you guys that look tomorrow. And also, two-star pitchers are just so strange at the moment that we can't really do that the first week. But Monday through Friday next week, we'll get into that regular schedule of previewing the next couple days on Monday, then going over the list changes on Tuesday morning and what that really means. And then Wednesday is a more of like buy or sell, guys who I'm kind of into or not. Thursday looks at the next weekend, and then Friday is your two-star pitchers. That's how the SP Roundup is going to go. So let's talk about the SP Roundup, because there was no games yesterday. There's nothing new to tell you about. So today's rankings are thus. We have an auto start here. We have 18 guys. We have Jacob deGrom, and then Garrett Cole, Max Scherzer, Corbin Burns, Shohei Ohtani, Shane McClanahan, Max Fried, Sandy Alcantara, Aaron Nola, Luis Castillo, Shane Bieber, Blake Snell, Framber Valdez, Hunter Green, Julio Urias, Pablo Lopez, Alec Manoah, and Logan Webb, all auto starts. Okay, if you want to change the order of them, go ahead. If you have these guys, you're starting them. I know there might be a little bit of contention with Logan Webb against the Yankees. You start Logan Webb. I actually think Logan Webb is kind of one of those guys that would do well against the Yankees because he gets grounders a ton. And the Yankees explode with home runs out of nowhere. Logan Webb does a really good job of getting the ball down and then utilizing their defense to get those outs. I think that would work well for him in general against the Yankees. Alec Manoah's velocity has been down in spring training. I'm really curious to see where it's at today with actual StatCast data. But then we could always make the case that he's still ramping up. Even though it's in season, he might just be needing a couple more starts and then he'll be fine. We'll see. Pablo Lopez against the Royals is above both of those two. Because I think it's just a fantastic situation. And his velocity has been up through spring training. I think this is going to be a really fun start for him to steal a win against Kansas City. And Julio Urias hasn't been that amazing in the spring. And I do wonder if the Dodgers are still going to limit him, not going to let him go 6 or 7 innings. So that's why I have Hunter Green against the Pirates above that, because he can dominate that. Same with Blake Snell against Colorado and Shane Bieber against Seattle. I think that he has the opportunity to go 6 innings and get lots of strikeouts, so I have him above Urias. Urias, I should say. The problem starts here. You have Dylan Cease against the Astros, Marcus Stroman against the Brewers, and Zach Gallen against the Dodgers. Cease being down here might surprise some, but I think he's not had the easiest spring, and the Astros is a terrifying offense. So that is one I'm still starting. It's in probable start tier. If you guys don't know that, the probable start tier is, yeah, you should be starting them, but I understand if you have some concerns and want to be super conservative. So that's the case there. And then Marcus Stroman, I think, is actually a solid start against the Brewers. I know he's going against Burns, so the win chance is a little depressed. Still, I think he's good enough to give you six innings of production against the Brewers. And Zach Gallen has been a little weird this spring. He's been off. His fastball command hasn't been there. The changeup command hasn't been there. The curveballs look good. Also, we've seen some lower velocity a little bit. Gets the Dodgers, who aren't as terrifying as they have been in the past. There's no Trey Turner, for example. There's no Justin Turner. But still a good offense and something that you should be a little cautious of, but you should still be starting him. In the questionable start tier, we have Corey Kluber as the stream pick of the day against the Orioles, Eduardo Rodriguez against the Rays, and Mitch Keller against the Reds inside of Cincinnati. And keep in mind, this year, I have my streaming record. It's public on the site. It's only 20% or fewer, so it's not as generous as others I know that do 30% or 40% with their streaming picks. I limit myself at 20% rostered according to Fantasy Pros. And the fun thing that we're doing this year, because we have daily projections now with our PL bot that is rooted in PLV projections, we are going to be going toe-to-toe. So you'll know the day after who PLBot's streaming pick is, but because it's opening day, I want to give you guys a preview of it. I'm sharing, if you notice on Twitter, I'm sharing how our projections look, and you'll see that Eduardo Rodriguez is PLBot's streaming pick of the day. Mine is Corey Kluber, so we already have contention out of the gate. Hopefully we both win. Hopefully they both have great starts. But Corey Kluber against Baltimore, I think it's an opportunity for him to get a win, especially against Kyle Gibson. He's also had a good spring with a good cutter and a good curveball, even though the velocity hasn't been exceptional. As far as Eduardo Rodriguez goes, he's right underneath it. I think it's a little tougher against the Rays and Shane McClanahan, not to mention that Eduardo Rodriguez, we don't really know if he's 91 or 93. He's gone back and forth in the spring, and he hasn't been exceptional. Mitch Keller against the Reds. Ugh. If it was on the road, if he was hosting the Reds in Pittsburgh, that's a little bit different. But inside of Cincinnati, not a good place to pitch. I think Mitch Keller's ability wavers too much. I want to see him exploding with curveballs and sliders, and he hasn't really done that with consistency. In the do not start tier, there's Kyle Muller, Zach Greinke, Miles Michaelis, Kyle Gibson, Germán Márquez, and Patrick Corbin. I think this is pretty easy to say here. Kyle Gibson doesn't do enough with his slider. Miles Michaelis is a Toby, and he's going against the rough Jays offense. That's going to be a tough game for him. Greinke against the Twins is just way chasing. Kyle Muller's interesting. I'm curious to see what we get from that. A little bit exciting for me, but chancing it against the Angels? Absolutely not. I also kind of think that Patrick Corbin could do something good against Atlanta, but we're not going to go after that. And then Germán Márquez against the Padres is just absolutely not. All right, we're going to take a look at tomorrow's starting pitching rankings, but before we do, we got to take a quick break.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom has created weight management programs that are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. So stop chasing health trends and join the millions who have lost weight with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
All right, it's not a large slot, or not a large slate, I should say, for tomorrow's pitchers. Robbie Ray and Christian Javier are the two auto starts. I think that's pretty easy to say. I have Robbie Ray above Christian Javier just because I think he's a better chance for going longer in the game. And also, Javier was, the last time we got StatCast data from him was two starts ago in the spring, where he was down two ticks. That could have been the WBC hangover. I was hoping to get something on his last start, but I got nothing. And it could be a little depressed velocity. That might be something, you know, might need a start or two to really get ramped up for Christian Javier. That might be a little safe with him. In the probable start tier, you have Jesus Luzardo, Lance Lynn, Dustin May, David Peterson, and Nick Martinez. Jesus Luzardo is against the Mets. I know that's the Mets, and it's annoying, but Jesus Luzardo's looks so good this spring that I'm just too amped, and I can't say no. Lance Lynn gets the Astros, which is no fun either, but I think Lance Lynn's pretty dang good, and you should still start him there. Dustin May against the Diamondbacks is actually slightly risky, but I think it's good enough to take the chance. But I really... I have a little concern with Dustin May. I think his stuff is good enough, but his command isn't quite there. We haven't seen him explode in the spring as much as I wanted him to, but I think you're still starting him against the Diamondbacks. David Peterson gets the Miami Marlins, and he is my stream pick of the day. He's 19% rostered currently. I think that's such a steal of a start. He had a fantastic slider last year, and then he changed it and added more velocity to it, and I think it should just be a fantastic pitch for him. He's also gone into the Blake Snell blueprint approach or mentality this spring with four seamers up and then the slider down and in glove side to righties. I'm such a fan of that against the Marlins. And also Nick Martinez is such a sneaky play, but he gets Rocky Road and the Padres are a winning ball club. He's going to go 5+ innings in this. He's had a fantastic caper walk this spring. He's got over a strikeout per inning. I think he has a new approach with his sinker. He's got good secondary pitches. I think Nick Martinez is going to do really well here. In the questionable starts here, we have nobody. I'm not going to make my rankings worse just to have a questionable start here. Okay? Not going to do it. And the do not starts here, we have Merrill Kelly against the Dodgers, Kyle Freeland against the Padres, and Hunter Gaddis against the Mariners. So Merrill Kelly could go 5-6 innings, but I really do not expect that from him. I think that last year was an exception of a season. I don't think his stuff is that good, and the Dodgers are a terrifying offense to face. Kyle Freeland against the Padres, just why? Why would you do this? The Padres are such a good offense. Juan Soto's healthy. He's in there. Yeah, I'm not doing that. And then Hunter Gaddis. I don't even know if he's going to go 5 full innings. Is he fully stretched out? Is his stuff good enough? I think this is very much a wait and see. You do not want to risk Hunter Gaddis here, especially opposite Robbie Ray against that Mariners offense. All right, that is going to be it just for today. These podcasts are going to be a little bit longer moving forward because there's just going to be more to talk about. I'll have the SB Roundup to talk about, which is insane. But thank you all so much for following along in the spring. And this is your podcast to stay on top of all starting pitcher news through the year. I'm not going to be doing the weekends in season. That was just for spring. There's a lot more interesting movement, and I wasn't writing an article covering this stuff. I am doing that, though, the SB Roundup. And, of course, my streaming rankings will still be there on the weekends, just not the podcast. So the podcast will be there Monday through Friday. But thank you all so much for the support of listening and rating and reviewing. It's been incredible to see your response through the spring. But that is it for today. So my name is Nick Pollock. Happy opening day, everybody. Enjoy it. And may your BABIPs be low and your strikeouts high.